News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When you hear a little bulldog dog music of any kind, way, shape, or kind, then you know it's time for Frisky Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I'm super excited to have in the house every Friday. I probably bring somebody in that's from one of our local rescues or shelters or dog awareness organizations or cat awareness organizations. And this is one of my personal favorites, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Francine Armstrong is here. I am absolutely addicted to their Facebook page because every day, y'all, they post these beautiful little critters, little dogs that all need to be adopted. And we have so many great, we had the Santa Rosa shelter was on this week. We have so many great rescues and shelters in the area, but y'all do just a great job. It's amazing.
Well, thank you.
And they don't have a facility per se, except for your house.
Right.
But you have a lot of folks that help out by fostering and donating. So tell us a little bit about A Place of Hope and how you got started and what you're doing now.
A Place of Hope was created in 2018, and I had been volunteering for 4 years with another rescue that was closing, so I took in their dogs, and we have, I think, done a really good job of changing how our rescue worked then. We are very into what works for our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
People get a little frustrated with us because it's about the dogs first.
Right.
You know, we know since we are foster-based and the dogs are in homes, they're not in kennels, they're not in pens, they're not in a facility, they're in our homes. So mm-hmm. we can tell what their personalities are, what their needs are, what their would be best for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get to know them because they're not just in a kennel.
Yeah, and we had one the other day who came in, and one of the vet techs just absolutely fell in love with him when he went to get neutered, and she said, "Do you mind if I foster him?" And I said, "No, because last time we did that, it worked, and they adopted."
I think they called it a foster fail.
Yes. Well, she took him home for one night, and we immediately found out he doesn't like kids. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
He loves men.
Mm-hmm.
Men are his thing. He
funny.
Just gravitates to men. But that was something, he had not been in a home with kids. When she pulled up to the schoolyard to pick up her child, said he was growling, but she just thought it was nothing. But mm-hmm. no, he doesn't like kids.
And, <That's so funny.
laughs> and he's such a cute little poodle. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, he's a little teeny guy and hardly any teeth, but it doesn't matter because yeah. he doesn't like kids. So we're not going to put him in a home with little kids.
Well, I love, because if you go to their Facebook page or their website, each photo, they do the cutest photo pictures, by the way, because these are the little dogs. So they all look like puppies no matter what their age is. But Christine does a beautiful job, and Francine, of putting that description. So I'll see one, because I've been kind of looking for a while now, and I'll see one, and I'll think, oh, what a cutie pie. And then I'll read the age, a perfect, and then I'll go, needs a fence yard and another dog companion. And it'll have a whole description, and I'll go, oops, not my place probably wouldn't be right for this particular dog. I don't take it personally, because I'll see other dogs that would be right for me. But I love that you go into the detail.
I wish everybody didn't take it personally.
It's not personal. This is about, like you said,
it's
the dog.
About the dogs, and people get frustrated, people get upset if they see a dog that they're interested in, and sometimes the bios, we put out the bios, and even over the next week or two, some things might change.
Sure.
So we try to go in and update them, like Junebug.
Mm-hmm.
Junebug's posted that she would be okay with other dogs, and we found out just the last 2 days, she's pretty good with most dogs, but not little dogs. She's a bully, you know.
So the answer would be, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. She started chasing my little poodle, and she's like, you know, if he gets on the ground, she's like, you're not supposed to be here, so she chases him. So we're like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
Cocker Spaniel, high prey drive, not so much. So, but she's a doll. I mean, she's a
sweetheart.
It's going
to be right for someone.
Oh, yeah, and she just wants to be with her person,
mm-hmm.
and so that's, you know, when people are looking for companions for their dog,
mm-hmm.
we can say, no, she's not going to want to play with your dog. She
right.
will chase your dog
right.
if he thinks that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, but one of the other things that you do, which I think it was so special to me, I've gotten hooked on certain dogs and I'm following their story. And so it's like a little soap opera because I get to find out where so-and-so got placed and the family they're placed with, because they always post the pictures once the dogs are placed with that family. And I love it because sometimes it'll just be this one person and then they've got this senior dog and they're a senior, or you'll have a family and you'll see that that little dog's sitting right in between two other dogs and looks as happy as can be. And then you do the pup dates, and we kind of find out a year later how they're doing. And
we
just love that.
We love staying in touch with our adopters. And so many of the volunteers, you know, the adopters will constantly stay in touch. And I have people sending me pictures, and they're like, I'm so sorry, I'm probably bugging you. I'm like, no. I love seeing them in their new environment. Mm-hmm. And they're happy and... You know, as their personalities start to come out, we had one the other day, and I said, look, this one, she's cute as can be, but she cannot do stairs for some reason. And after they had her a few days, they were so excited because she mastered the first couple stairs at the front. She said, well, she hasn't gotten the back yet, but there's more stairs. And I said, hey, that means she's progressing.
Making progress.
So, you know, they get excited and they send you pictures of them doing that. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot to us as volunteers because we're invested in these dogs forever.
Right.
We take them back no matter what, no matter when.
And I've seen that where you've had a couple that didn't work out, and then you kind of repost the message and say why. The one you're talking about that didn't like kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dogs have personality just like people.
Yeah. And, you know, we get into these dogs and, you know, we're following their stories. And sometimes, you know, we had one recently, 8 years later, got returned.
Oh,
wasn't
gosh.
Because of anything with the people except the owner died.
And oh, yeah.
So, you know, when that happens, we're there, you know, if family wants to step in and take the dog, all they have to do is talk to us. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you know, they do have backup plans, but some people don't.
Sure.
And so when we ask people about backup plans on, you know, seniors, mm-hmm. some people get a little insulted by that. I'm like, we're not trying to insult you. We just want to make sure you have a plan in case something happens, because we don't want the dog to end up in a bad situation again.
Right.
Because we take them out of bad situations typically. We aren't going to put them back in a bad situation.
That was my next question for you, is where do you find these puppies and dogs? Because you have all different ages and quite a broad, it's a small dog rescue, but you have quite a broad range of breeds and mixed breeds. And
we do. And that was a topic that I wanted to talk to you about today, because there's been a lot of discussion lately on Facebook. People are trying really hard to, only certain people, let me say that differently, certain people, they're trying to act like, you know, we get these free dogs and we're selling them.
Mm.
And we had a conversation on our page, and we don't usually get too involved in that because our followers will tell them what the real deal is, you know, because we're not trying to scam anybody. We're not taking in free dogs and selling them.
You're covering the cost of their care, spay and neuter, microchip, deworming, I mean, all the things that go into that.
On every dog that we get in, we do. And we use a quality vet. We don't use one of the cheap vets. We don't use the cheap spay and neuter places. For one, it's an inconvenience, and we love our vet, Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital. They're the best, and so they work with us really well. But are they cheap? No. But are they good? Yes. So every dog gets a wellness checkup with our vet. They get a fecal. They get a one-year parvo distemper, a one-year rabies. They get a one-year Bordetella heartworm test. ProHeart 12 injection, which covers an entire year of heartworm prevention. We insert a microchip that's a lifetime registration that we maintain for them. And spay and neuter, if they're seniors or if they have bad teeth, we do dentals. We did a dental yesterday or day before that was $700.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, that doesn't include the shots that we're given, the microchip, the care, mm-hmm. the time in rescue. And we adopt that dog out for $350 because it's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of our dogs come in at $500. We're not going to lie about that. We're going to tell you they're $500.
Mm-hmm.
On younger dogs, we usually cover the cost of the adoption. But we had one recently that we'll talk about when we come back. I want to tell you about the young dog that had work.
We're talking with Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Got a text in real quick I want to share with you. It says, tell Francine hello from a tribe member and owner of the beloved Bella Rose. We will always love A Place of Hope.
Hi, Margo.
And on that note, we'll be back. If you've got a question for Francine or a question about A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, text it in, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Happy Friday to you. This is Pep Talk and Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. This is Frisky Friday. Francine Armstrong is here with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So you're in the middle of telling us a story.
Yeah, we were talking about, normally, like I said, the young dogs help cover what we don't get for the seniors. Very seldom on a senior are we ever in the green. We're almost always in the red. And when I say in the red, I mean seriously in the red. But we had this young dog, it was about a year old, came in, needed a neuter, had to get all its shots, was old enough for the ProHeart 12 injection, had to have three baby teeth pulled, had a bad ear infection, and when I got the invoice, I was like, oh, these hurt, because that dog's fees were $673.
Yikes.
And you know, we adopted him out for $500, which is our standard. We don't change the price by what the dogs cost. We do it by age. We don't do it by the type of dog. We don't do it by anything like that. It's all about age. So usually anywhere from $300 to $500 is our standard. And people get on there and they think, you know, we're selling these free dogs.
No, that's not.
If they came free and they were fully vetted and had a ProHeart 12 injection, were spayed, neutered,
microchipped,
and had their dental already done, yep, that's a free dog that we are going to do the same fee on that we do on anybody, because they help us cover the other dogs. I pay the vet almost $5,000 every week.
Wow.
And we don't keep a balance on our account. And we can do that because of our adoption fees and because of the support of the community. We get donation checks just mailed in. We have people that are on auto pay where they, you know, it might only be $10, $25, $100.
Right.
But they always come in and we know it. And so they help us with that.
Sure. And every little bit helps.
And, yeah, there's no such thing as a free dog, I hate to tell people, even if they get it from the shelters and stuff, and they say, oh, we got a free dog. Those dogs need vet care.
That's right.
And not all the rescues do all the different things we do. That's their choice on what they do. But one of the rescues here just raised their prices, and they're taking a lot of grief for it. And, I mean, they're still not even at what we're at, but we've always believed you have to be able to cover the rescue. If you can't cover it, you have to close it. And so I've always just stood my ground and said, no, these, I mean, it's not free to get a dog.
Not anymore, no.
No, I wish it was, and I wish, you know, you didn't have to do all that, but.
Well, the thing that's impressed me about you is because I am, I confess, I'm totally addicted to your Facebook page, because they do, this is A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, and they post the dogs that are up for adoption, but then follow up with their stories. And so what's kind of neat this morning is we're getting a lot of your folks who are texting in, and this one's from Teresa, and she says, she's sending some pictures. I wish I could show the listeners the pictures, but here's my rescue, Stretch, from 2019, and she says, this is such a wonderful organization. I'll never get a dog anywhere else, and she says, $350 has been worth every penny, with big capital letters and exclamation points.
Yay! So, thank you, Teresa.
So I love the success stories, and I love the follow-up, and knowing
and
that the placement, because they take so much time with the placement and trying to make the right matches. I'd love to know the statistics of your success rate, because I suspect that it's pretty high.
Yeah, it is
with
pretty high.
The vetting that you do.
People like to look at it and go, oh my gosh, look, that dog was returned. There's something wrong with it. It's not always the dog.
No.
But, you know, if we don't think after they've had it a couple days, if we don't think they're happy with the decision, you know, we encourage them. Just bring it back. We'll find you a different one. Some of them, are, you know, they adopt, and we had a lady the other day who adopted a dog that had been returned, and she said, oh, I don't give up. This dog is staying with us. Once I adopt this dog, it's family. I said, that's what I love to hear because they are rescue dogs. And yeah, any dog you get may have a problem.
We all have personalities. Every dog has a personality.
They do.
I mean, so.
And not every dog is meant for every person.
Right.
I mean, some of the personalities and stuff. Look, I love dachshunds. Oh, they can be bad babies. And I love them. They steal stuff. One of them ate a check the other day. Luckily, it was only a $10 donation check. And, you know, I have to send a person a note and say, I'm so sorry. This is like a cliche, but the dog ate the check. I promise. I can send you pieces of the check.
Oh, my goodness, Francine. I can't even imagine some of the stories you must have. They do not have a facility, so basically depend on your home as well as all the different fosters folks that volunteer to do that. So if someone's listening today would like to be a foster, what is the process? And if you're listening and thinking, you know, maybe this spring is a good time to bring another little pet into our family, where do they go? Because they do have to fill out an application.
Yes.
And you seriously vet.
Yes, the volunteers. Whenever we look at adopting a dog out to a person and when we're doing a vet check on a volunteer, all of your dogs have to be kept up to date on their shots. All of your dogs have to be on heartworm prevention. We take a lot of grief for that because a lot of people say, well, my vet didn't say I need it. Well, it's not your vet's job to say you need heartworm prevention. You should know, you know, when you buy a dog, when you get a dog. And so we check everything. We go do a home visit on the person that wants to volunteer. We do them on adopters also. We look at everything. We look at property.
Fenced yard.
Yep.
And kids, sometimes other pets.
Sometimes we ask them for copies or pictures of their fenced yard so that we can, because sometimes just seeing the yard, we hear, I have a wrought iron fence. Okay, well, wrought iron fence with us has to be something we can see. But a lot of people are getting smart, and they put chicken wire and things like that to have a small dog.
Okay, so we will be back with Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue with Francine Harmstrong. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. I have my friend Francine Armstrong, who's the owner of A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. You can find them on Facebook. And what's your website, Francine?
aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Okay.
And it's very simple. And you can go there. You can find the online applications. You can find the adoptable dogs. You can find the foster application. And we get in a lot of owner surrenders, too. Mm-hmm. So we get strays. You were asking where we get them from. We get strays. We give them 7 days. We advertise them, you know, on the lost and found pages to give people a chance. We get a lot of those. We return a lot of them, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when they're microchipped, but not always. But we take in owner surrenders. We take in when situations change. People get divorced. They don't think they can deal with a dog. People get sick. They can't take care of the dogs. So we take them, you know, and we love them, and we stay in touch with the people. If they're interested, I tell them all the time, you're welcome to call and check on them.
Aww.
They follow up to see how everything is going with them. And, you know, they love the dogs, but it doesn't mean they could keep the dogs.
Well,
so
sure.
We try
Sometimes
to help
you have to make
them.
Difficult decisions.
Yeah, and it's, you know, to me, I try to keep the little dogs from having to go to the shelters because shelters are scary, when especially the little seniors and the tiny ones that are already scared of everything. Their life is changing. So if I can put them in a home where they can relax, and I have a little one right now that she's very pregnant. She came in that way. And we're making friends, but I've had her like a week and a half, and I still have to use a towel to pick her up because she's fine until I want to pick her up. And then she's like, no, no, no. Don't even think about it, woman. So, you know, but trying to make friends before that day comes.
Yeah, there you go.
When I have to help.
Okay, well, I love what you do and appreciate all that you do. So once again, what's your website and how can people find you?
aplaceofhoperescue.com, and you can find us on Facebook by just looking up A Place of Hope Rescue. And check us out.
Lots of animals that are available right now looking for new homes.
Yes, ma'am. And new ones post every week.
And they have a daily post, too.
Yes, yes.
Updates and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Francine, thanks for being here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue on Frisky Friday. And, of course, they could always use donations, too. So if you feel, you can go to their website and make a donation as well. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 on News Radio 92.3.